According to a Division of Forestry release, the $17,000 timber sale covers 75 acres along existing wildfire breaks north of Tok and will yield the wood chip equivalent of 700 cords of small diameter white spruce. Tok School Biomass Coordinator Tony Lee says grant-funded wildfire protection projects have provided feedstock for the school's biomass boiler in the past, but that a delay in the state work this summer necessitated an alternative wood source.
You know, we actually had a shortfall for this winter, and we're harvesting right now, and we'll be chipping by, well, probably Friday.
Lee says the new timber sale will fill the current gap and any future ones, noting that the school's biomass boiler, which includes an electrostatic precipitator on the smokestack, can cleanly burn green wood chips and continues to provide low-cost heat for the school.
Originally here, this school was burning 50,000 gallons of heating oil a year, and we've replaced 90% of that with wood.
Lee says a small turbine was added to the boiler to produce electricity for the school, a unit which was augmented last winter with the addition of a higher-output steam engine, a century-old unit salvaged from Virginia.
Guy back east that helped on the little turbine install here originally, he ran across it. They were tearing it out of a municipal waste burning plant, and he basically got it for free for the cost of hauling it away. Shipped it all the way up here and installed it.
The Tok School District estimates annual heat and power savings at between $400,000 and $500,000, despite what Lee describes as a labor and equipment intensive system.
We've got a semi-truck and trailer, an excavator to load trees into the chipper, and we have a chipper and a skidder as well.
Lee says the biomass system has other costs, including a tree harvesting contractor, but that much of the rest of the labor is incorporated into existing school jobs, including operation of a biomass-powered greenhouse and hydroponic gardening operation, which produce lettuce and tomatoes for the school cafeteria. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.